Hallelujah.
I talk loud anyway, so you all pray for this brother. Amen. You know, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord again. It's good to fellowship with all the saints of God. And I echo the sentiments of everyone as well. Pastor Ralph, it's just so good to see you in the house of the Lord. You know, Pastor Ralph is better known to me as the comeback kid. Praise the Lord. And he and Ralph, I want you to know as well that you have inspired my sister. She, you know, recently lost her husband, and she's feeling kind of alone and there saying, not knowing what to do. And she said, well, you know, Pastor Ralph, he writes people letters, and he sends them notes. And guess what she's saying? As soon as she gets her check, then she's going to go and she's going to buy her some writing materials and some cards, and she's going to start having a card ministry just like Pastor Ralph. I said, well, praise the Lord. See, we never know who's watching us. We never know what effect that we're having on someone else's life. It's so important for us to be humble before the Lord. All right, praise God. Amen. Amen. See, that's a testimony. Brother Ron is saying that God used Pastor Ralph to bring him back to life. And look at it now. Bless the Lord. Look how the Lord has blessed you, Brother Ron. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There is no secret what the Lord can do. And what he's done for others, he'll do the same for you and me. So we need to trust the Lord, regardless of what our situation is, regardless of what we're going through, knowing that we serve an awesome God. He's a delivering God. He's a healing God. Thank you, Lord. He keeps on doing great things for us. You know, Elder Jones this morning, he gave the testimony of Sandy, how she, the young lady, we haven't seen her in a few weeks, and she's gone through some health challenges, but her results came back negative. And we say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I got a few reports coming back myself, so I want y'all to pray for me that mine come back negative as well. Amen. This old building keep on leaning. One of these days, we're about to move to a different home. Praise the Lord. Amen. But while we're here, we're going to do all we can for the Lord. Praise God. I'm just excited today. I thank the Lord for Jesus. I thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God, Sister Teresa, how Mom Rodon is still hanging in there. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And watch the answer to this question. Is she still smiling? Mother's still smiling. Praise the Lord. Regardless of what the doctors have said, Mother's still smiling and she's still praying and standing in the gap for the saints of God. So we just thank the Lord. You know, I want to use on the thought today. This is First Sunday, Communion Sunday. I had a message on my heart, but I say, Lord, I know that's going to be way too long for today. And over the last few days, I'm just kind of, you know, Joe, how you kind of seek the Lord God. What is it that your people need to hear? Because it's not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about God's word. It's about what we need as a body of believers to go forth, to go a little bit further in the Lord. So today, you see, the topic is developing a mind of Christ, developing the mind of Christ. We're going to come from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11, to try to bring this point home. We need to have the mind of Christ. You know, there's an old song that they used to sing, say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. And it's hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Matter of fact, they say hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for having a mind. Thank you, Jesus. So developing that. You see all around this area, they're developing homes. And before they nailed the first nail, somebody had it in their mind. Somebody saw an area that could be developed. And they began to probably go to the city for permits, and they begin to draw blueprints and have a plan of how to develop this community. And in this community, it's going to have to be more schools. It's going to have to be wider roads. And so they begin to develop this area down here called Eastvale. But God is concerned about our minds. You know, he wants to develop the mind of Christ, and as this word unfolds, we want to get a picture of the mind of Christ, the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. So to develop is to make visible or manifest. It somewhere it ought to be some kind of sign that we are people of God. That we belong to the Most High God. We're, as I heard in Power Hour on this morning, that we're ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're representing the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
We are God's children.
Yes.
What manner of love is this that the Father hath bestowed upon us, mm-hmm. that we should be called the children of God?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
The mind, and the Greek term is phroneo, to have understanding. See, everybody got a brain.
Yes.
You know, whether it's working or not, everybody's got a brain.
Yes.
Everybody have their own mind, their own way of thinking.
Yes.
But we want to develop the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Because stuff becoming my mind ain't no good.
Yes.
I'm just talking about me. I'm not speaking for the public, but my mind can come up with all kinds of stuff. That's why our thought pattern has to run through the filter of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Yes.
So it's to have understanding, it's to be wise. And I like to throw this in, having the right attitude. When we talk about having the mind of Christ, we need to have the right attitude.
Yes.
And what is that attitude? We should have an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so many folks today walking around with a tune showing up. Y'all know what a tune is, where you know, kind of stuck up, you know. In the Philippines, they call it saplata. You know, same thing. You get thinking more of oneself than they ought to.
Mm-hmm.
See, but we want to have the mind of Christ. And this is not a new concept.
No, it's not.
You know, thank God for the whole panoply of Scripture. Thank God for the whole Word of God from Genesis to Revelation.
Yes,
God has always, from the beginning, had a plan for mankind. That we would be like him, that we would understand the love of God. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his mercy. Adam saw it. Noah saw it. Abraham. Go down the list. The folks saw the love of God, the compassion of the Lord. Thank God he's merciful. And guess what? He wants us to be merciful. Thank God he's kind. He wants us to be kind, see? We're going to look at some scriptures here in a moment. Thank God that he's forgiving.
Yes.
He wants us to be forgiving.
Yes.
You know, he's a God of reconciliation.
Amen.
He wants us to be people of reconciliation.
Yes.
We need to learn how to develop the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Let this mind be in you. We're going to talk about that. So before I get too far, because this is a powerful word in Philippians that we'll look at today. But even David encouraged his son, you know. And how many of us have and always will be concerned about our offspring?
Yes.
And our offspring's offspring.
Yes.
That they will have a mind to serve the Lord.
Yes.
In these last and evil days. So, again, it's not a new concept. David said in 1 Chronicles 28:9, as he's talking to his son Solomon, who became king in his stead, he says, as for you, my son Solomon, watch this, know the God of your father.
Yeah.
See, saints, we need to know the God of our fathers and mothers and grandmothers, those who prayed for us, those who stood in the gap.
Yes.
When we were out there crazy, some of us.
Yes.
Not everybody's. I ain't pointing fingers. I'm just saying. But I can really talk for me.
Amen.
Somebody prayed for me.
Yeah,
they said they had me on their mind and it took some time. They prayed for me.
Yes.
They didn't have a doubt that God would bring me out. I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. How about you?
Amen.
He said, as for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father. Watch this. And serve him with all of your heart and with a willing, what?
Mind.
Developing the mind of Christ. He says, so, and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind for the Lord. Watch this. And Brother Chucky, I thought about you and the scripture we always looking at in Hebrews 4. It says, for the Lord searches all hearts.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. For the Lord searches all hearts.
Yes.
And understands all the intent of the thoughts. He understands it all. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Wow. That's pretty deep. We need to develop the mind of Christ. We need to get our mind on Jesus. Another old song said, get your mind on Jesus, we're going to have a time. Matter of fact, we're going to have a real good time when we get our minds on Jesus. Jesus said in Mark 12, 29 through 31, when the scribe, one of the religious leaders, asked him, what is the first commandment? Because they had been bombarding Jesus with questions. And he was answering every one of their questions. Matter of fact, he knew their questions before they even asked. So they were in a no-win situation, but Jesus, in all of his love for mankind, he wanted the scribes, the Pharisees, all of these folks to get it. He wanted them to understand who he was and what he came to do. So Jesus answered him and said, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel. Hear, O saints of God. In this message, y'all need to help me preach a little bit. So in some of these scriptures I read, if you hear the word mind, just say amen for me, all right? And because I know we got communion to do. I don't want to be up here all day, but I'm a little excited. So y'all, you know, in one way, y'all going to pump me up. Another way, going to choke me down. So just help me out. If you hear the word mind, say amen.
Amen.
So Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
That's right.
Yes.
The Lord is uno.
Amen.
The Lord is Esau.
Yes.
The Lord is I. The Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Yes.
All your innermost beings. Yes. With all your soul.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Everything within me.
Right.
God wants me to love him just that way. And with all your mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And with all your strength.
Amen.
Some folks, you know, back in the country, we can't say strength too good, we say strength. But love him with that too.
Yeah.
Amen. With all your soul, all your mind, with all your
Amen.
All your strength.
Amen.
He said then. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
There is no other commandment greater than these.
Yes.
Who is my neighbor?
Everybody.
Say, I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Janet. Come on up here. Let's preach this thing together, Sister Janet. Amen. We're going to preach it. Everybody.
Amen.
You know, and sometimes we treat the folks closest to us less like a neighbor than those that are far away.
Yes.
Because it takes something to show love.
Yes.
It takes something to be long-suffering, to endure. Yes. But God is saying, I'll give you a new mind.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. See?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, Romans 8, verse 6 and 7. Paul brings it home even more. We're going to get to our scripture in just a few moments. It says, for to be carnally minded is death.
That's right.
Worldly minded. Fleshly minded. I even looked up in Webster Dictionary and what carnal mean. I'm not talking about carne asada. You know. But we talk about the carnal mind. Webster said, carnal is to be given, is to be given to crude bodily pleasures. and appetites. Now let me read that again. Webster says carnalness to be given to crude bodily pleasures, fleshly pleasures, worldly pleasures, that sinful nature and appetites. We know our flesh, it wants everything it can see, touch, and feel. It can't get enough of nothing.
Right.
You don't believe it, ask your flesh. Especially when it comes time to fast.
Amen.
When it comes time for a certain diet program or whatever. Even when it comes time for walk, I've been having to walk a mile every day to keep my blood pressure regulated. And okay, my body, I'm feeling pretty good, but my mind is saying, why are we doing this? I'm like, shut up. We got to do this. Sometimes we got to talk, and we got to develop the mind of Christ. And sometimes we can get discouraged because, Brother Joe, I was walking across Nile, the street where we stay on. Got on the good foot, got on, headed toward Hamlet. And here, I hear some noise behind me. I'm getting back to the message. I hear some noise behind me, and this mother with a baby carriage, with a little bitty baby, and the baby saying, go, go. So I get off the sidewalk because I'm walking for my help. The mother runs past me with the baby stroller. And they run all the way down to Hamlet. So I'm walking. I get down to Hamlet. They all the way up to 6th Gang Street. I said, now she just showing out. But she has something in her mind.
Amen.
That's telling her she have to do this. For whatever the reason may be. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen.
Because the carnal mind,
Amen.
I say the carnal mind.
Amen.
Woo, thank you, Rock. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, is at war with God.
Yes.
Our natural being, our natural sinful nature is at odds with God. Because God is saying doing one thing, and our flesh is saying I want to do something different.
Right. Yes.
I love this. He said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Yes. We need a new mind.
That's right.
We need a new way of thinking. We need a new way of walking. We need a new way of talking.
Yes.
We try the rest. When do we try the best?
All right.
Mm-hmm. So in our scripture today, I want to read it. We're going to look at verse 1 through 11, but the scripture text today is 5 through 11. So I want to read that because the first pivots on the last.
Mm-hmm.
It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let this mind.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you.
Yes.
Which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
Yes.
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
Amen.
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
Yes, God.
Of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth.
Yes.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Let's give God a praise. So we see the humility of Jesus, and we can say as it relates to our own lives, we can say that's Jesus.
Amen.
But now let's look at verse 1 through 4. Because we are body, we are members of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're saints of God in particular,
yes,
who belong to Jesus, whose sins have been washed, yes, away. Mm-hmm. Our names have been written in the Lamb's book of life. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. But you know, when we gave our life to Jesus, we didn't have the mind of Christ, but we had enough mind to know that we needed salvation.
Yes.
That we needed help. That we needed a deliverer. That we recognized that we were sinners and we needed the grace of God.
Yes.
And we committed our life to Jesus, and we said, come into my heart, God, and change me around. Make me over again. But this is learned behavior. We have to learn to live holy. We have to learn how to seek the Lord and to hear from the Lord and to apply God's words to our life. It don't come by osmosis. We have to put some effort in. And Paul here in this very diverse city of Philippi, the church where he had started the church there. It was people from all walks of Romans, soldiers and Samaritans and you name it, they were there. And a whole and so the church in Philippi mimicked what the city itself was a replica of that in a way where people had began to come to the house of the Lord. And so God always have a word for his people because he wants us to come up higher. See, he don't leave us where we were. When we first came to know Christ, we had a whole lot of zeal and excitement, but we didn't have a whole lot of knowledge of who he was and what his word says. But we grow in the grace of Jesus Christ. So Paul exhorting the Philippians before he gets to that, it could have been even like a song. This verse 5 through 11 that we just read, a hymn of the glory of God and bringing the folks this consciousness of who Jesus is and was. But he wanted to get something over to the people because God has called us to salvation and somebody else didn't come to know him. He didn't say it was just for ourselves. So sometime in the house of God, we're not all on the same page.
All right.
But if we all have the mind of Christ, we're working toward the same page. Amen. Amen. Giving God the glory and the praise and honoring him in everything that we say and do.
Amen.
So Paul in his concern, Elder Jones this morning as he was teaching, preaching, he talked about love.
Yes.
He talked about the love of God.
Amen.
Why do we do what we do? Because of the love of God.
Amen.
Why three P's? Going out to the shelter today because of the love of God.
Amen.
Why is the next week we're getting up out of our beds early to get out to the homeless camp? Because of the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
He, the one who has been forgiven much, ought to love much.
That's right.
And some of us have been forgiven like me a whole lot.
That's right.
And God, I love you. God, I praise you. I magnify you.
Yes.
God, I'm not going to forget what I said the day that you saved me. I said, God, if you heal my body, I'll serve you the balance of my days.
Amen.
Oh, God. And he healed me
That's right.
that very moment.
Amen.
Haven't had the sickness since. 40 years ago, God, I say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And so Paul says, therefore, if there is any consolation, watch this. Matter of fact, Camille, could you pull that up in the New Living Translation. I might go back and forth here for a minute because I want us to see something here. Then we're gonna just get to the punchline and be done with it. But in all I get it, we need to get an understanding.
Yes.
All right. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Is anybody encouraged today?
Amen.
Because you belong to Christ, not because of your current situation, but because you belong to Christ.
Amen.
You know it's a blessing to be able to say that we are children of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. He said, any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Are we fellowshipping together in the Spirit of the Lord even right now?
Amen.
We said, God, have your way.
Yes.
God, send your word.
Yes.
God, heal us. God, deliver us.
Yes.
God, make yourself known.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, God. In the name of Jesus. He says, any fellowship together in the Spirit, are your hearts tender and compassionate?
Mm-hmm.
See, this word today is just talking about developing the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. We're going to see what the mind of Christ is, but he's leading us somewhere.
Yes.
What's the next verse? Because we want to go through 1-4 here.
Okay.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. Let me go back to NKJV.
Therefore, is there any consolation, encouragement in Christ? If any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, Paul is saying, fulfill my joy being like-minded. That's a rhythm of mind. All right. He wants us to be like-minded.
Amen.
Does that mean drive the same car?
No.
No. Wear the same color shoes? It ain't talking about that. It's the like-minded of having the mind of Christ, of knowing who we are in Jesus, and want him to orchestrate our lives.
That's right.
That we would show compassion. That we will be lights to a dark and dying world. That we will say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. Mm-hmm. He said, having the same love. Having the same love. Being of one accord. Mm-hmm. Having the same love of Jesus. Isn't it a blessing when we can sit around and talk about Sister Teresa, the love of Jesus.
Amen.
And testify to each other what God has done for us. And knowing that that will encourage somebody else to go a little bit further. Mm-hmm. He says, let nothing, as a matter of fact, be of one accord of one mind. Don't let me leave that part out. Be of one accord of one mind.
See,
how can two walk together unless they agree?
That's right.
Say, you going that way, I'm going that way. Here's the pole in the middle of the sidewalk. But we together, shoot, baby, come on, let's go down this way. You know, if we not together, you go that way. You know, and so much stuff this whole world has to offer, because before we came to Jesus, we were superstitious. Don't cross a black cat's trail. 7 years of bad luck. Don't break the mirror. Don't walk under the ladder. All kind of stuff. When I got saved, I'm gonna, but wait to find a ladder leading up this country. I'm looking for black cats. I'm staying home to show me a black cat across this trail. Because I've been set free in Jesus. No longer bound, no more trap. See, now, y'all may never had no those superstitions, but you might have had some kind. But Christ redeems us. We need to be of one mind.
Amen.
Knowing that the power of God is operating in our lives, being of one mind. Being of one mind that God is loving and compassion. See, compassion. He said, let nothing be done. No thing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
That's right.
Because remember Solomon's admonishment to David. I mean, David to Solomon. God knows the thoughts.
Amen.
You know, seek him while you can.
Yes.
Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
But in loneliness of mind.
Amen.
God lost about 2/3 of y'all. But in loneliness of mind.
Amen.
Let each esteem others better than himself. Yes. Oh, look out, church. I'm to be more concerned about your needs than mine.
Yes.
And you should be more concerned about mine than yours. And if we have that mind together, it's nothing that we can't accomplish. But we can get so selfish and self-centered and want all that, give me, I must have for myself. In lowness of mind, each should esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also on the interests of others.
Yes.
Developing the mind of Christ.
Yes.
So when we flip back to verse 5, he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind did Jesus have?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You're talking about loving and kind and gracious and merciful.
Yes.
Watch how loving. Who being in the form of God, from the beginning, in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Jesus, from the very foundations of everything, Jesus.
Yes.
In his glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. But he loved us so much. Watch this. He who being the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. He didn't see nothing to grasp hold to. To show us, look who I am.
Yes.
He left his home in glory.
Yes.
To come down to save and deliver us.
Yeah, man.
We should never forget what the Lord has done for us. See, sometimes we can get delivered and set free from a thing, and if we're not careful, we'll get amnesia. And we'll start doing our own thing again.
Yeah.
May not the same thing, but maybe another thing, and we forget how good God has been to us.
Yes.
But Jesus came down from heaven to deliver us. It says, but he made himself of no reputation. You know how people live. We want to have a reputation.
Yes.
But Jesus, he left himself with no reputation, taking on the form of a slave, a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men. He left his divine place in glory.
Yes.
Wrapped himself in this 98.8 flesh, but yet without sin.
Right.
To come and to deliver us. See, we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday. We're coming up on Good Friday. We're coming up on this time where we're thinking and focusing, oh, how great our God is.
Yes.
And what he has done for us. Amazing grace.
Yes.
How sweet the sound.
Yes.
That saved a wretch like me.
Yes.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was out of my mind, but now I have the mind of Christ. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The mothers of the church, Mother Ann, used to tell me that God is a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer.
Yes, he is.
Nothing he can't do. And being found in appearance as a man, see, and yet without sin, Jesus humbled himself.
That's right.
Why do we have such a hard time humbling ourselves?
Oh my.
The scriptures say, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God and he will lift you up in due time.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the old rugged cross. For your sins and for mine. The preacher said on this morning, if it had not been but one person on the planet, Jesus would have died for it.
That's right.
Yes.
But guess what? If that was the case, it would have been nobody to kill him. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is it so Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin has left a crimson stain.
But
he's washed us white as snow.
All right.
We're washed white as snow in blood.
That's right.
In the precious blood of Jesus. We heard the missionary going forth this morning talking about his blood will never lose its power. His blood still works. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that covers my sins right now. You're talking about having and developing the mind of Christ. It comes by getting in the word of God.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Line up on line, precept on precept, seeing what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
And not only seeing it, but applying it to our life.
Yes.
Study to show ourselves approved unto God. Workmen need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If we want to develop the mind of Christ, we got to get in the word of God that shows us the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We need to spend some time with the Lord.
That's right.
We need to have some one-on-one time with Jesus.
Yes,
man. And begin to call upon his name. And sometimes it's not my brother. Brother Les, it's not my sister.
Yes.
Not my mother or my father, but it's me, oh Lord.
Yes.
I'm standing in the need of prayer.
Yes.
Find our place in that secret place.
Yes.
Where we can call upon the name of the Lord. Yes. And we'll see that he hears and he answers prayer.
Yes.
Developing the mind of Christ.
Yes.
The mind of Christ was to reach out to the lost and the hurting and the hungry and the destitute and the widows in their affliction.
Yes.
If we want to have develop the mind of Christ, let's think about the things that Jesus did. If you were sick, he healed you.
That's right.
If you were hungry, he fed you.
Yes.
If you were broken heart, he lifted up the hung down head.
Yes.
He said in Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O ye
gates.
And when ye lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory?
Yes.
The Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. How many know that God is a battler? He's a battle axe. He's never lost the fight. He never will. Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Developing the mind of Christ, knowing who he is.
Yes.
He said, therefore, God, has highly exalted
yes.
you. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. This is why we praise him. This is why we worship him. This is why we bow down before him. Because he's highly exalted. And not waiting on our exaltation, but God has highly exalted his son.
Yes.
And given him a name.
That's above
has
every
given
name.
Him the name.
Yeah.
Which is above every name.
That's right.
Name Thank Jesus. You, Lord. And what's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Thank you, God. J-E-S-U-S. God has given him the name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, at the name of Jesus. Thank God for we can even pray. He's given us what we need to pray in the name of Jesus. God, stretch out your hand. In the name of Jesus, make a way out of nowhere. In the name of Jesus, God, my soul need a blessing from on high. God, bless my brother, bless my sister. In the name of Jesus.
That's right. Mm.
Has highly exalted him.
Yes.
Thank you. Giving him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
At the very name of Jesus. Every knee should bow.
Yes.
Hey, glory. Have anybody bowed already?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Have anybody fell down prostrate and bowed now and said, Jesus, you are Lord.
That's right.
You are my Savior. You're my Father. You're my soon coming King. You're my healer. You're my deliverer. You're my provider. Hallelujah, God. We lift your name on high. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, given him a name of which is above every name, in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth.
That's right, everybody.
The reckoning day is coming.
That's right.
I would rather bow now,
yes,
when I can, out of a clear heart and mind.
That's right.
Than to have to bow at the end. And find myself in hell. I'm going to bow now. I'm going to praise him now. I'm going to worship him now. I'm going to say, God, you are my God. For you, O Lord, are a shield for me, sisters and sisters. You're my glory. And the lifting up of my head. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said that every tongue shall confess. That we confess Jesus later. It don't always have to be a one-time deal. That we confess Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
When situations come in our life,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
When I'm misunderstood, Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, God. When I'm sick, Jesus.
Yes.
When confusion all around me, Jesus.
All right.
Oh, yeah, God. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
To the glory of God the Father.
Him and him alone, he's Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Developing the mind of Christ. And Paul tells us in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world.
That's right.
But be transformed by the renewing of your
mind. Amen.
I'm going to say amen now. Why? That you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Developing the mind of Christ. Sometimes, see, here how the devil comes in. And sometimes we'll be scared to take that plunge, that deep plunge, that 100% sold out for God, because we got so much stuff in our mind. What about this? What about that? If I humble myself, then they're going to take advantage of me. If I humble myself, then trouble is going to come. See, but the Bible tells me in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
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 Thank you. So as we develop it, as we work on developing the mind of Christ, we need to know our own mind.
Amen.
We need to know the stuff that's going on in our mind. Sometimes we have stinking thinking. And we need to get past that. And lay it at the foot of the cross. God created me a new mind. David said, renewing me a right spirit. You know, wash me. Purge me. Cleanse me, Lord. Wash me the hyssop and I'll be white as snow. And he said, God, then and only then will I be able to teach transgressors their way. Then and only then will men be converted unto you, God, when you do a work and when you change my mind. When you get me to be sold out, going to hold out for Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Let's get a warm prayer. Praise God. Saints, I believe that God is working in each and every one of our hearts. I believe the saints of God in this house know that God has a plan for you. We also know that there's an enemy who come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life
and not more abundantly.
And that you may have it more abundantly. Let's get our mind on Jesus. Praise God. Before we have communion, Pastor Ralph, you feel like coming and having a word. We're so glad you're back in the house of the Lord.
I just want to tell you how grateful we are to the Lord and all the many blessings that He has provided, not just within our family, but in each and every one of your families and all the situations you go through. You know, one of the many blessings I've had these last 3 days while I was in the hospital, it's not comfortable with it when they shove the tube up your nose like they did with me. But, you know, God really blessed me tremendously. There was a gentleman next to me. He was 100 years old. And I don't know exactly why he was in there, but his wife was across the hall in isolation. They were in there together. And just to be able to see them meet Friday, I think it was Thursday night, my wife and I were in the room alone also with them. And as they were talking, my wife and I were praying and thanking God for this couple. You know, sometimes in life we don't know what we go through. But I got to tell you, I praise God tremendously because the Holy Spirit speaks to each and every one of us. And if you listen and you react right away, the blessing is so great.
That's right.
You know, each time I go in the hospital, I don't know. I don't know if it may be I'm going in, I'm not coming out. But it doesn't matter. Because I go in with Christ. And if He says, not time, I come out with Christ. If He says, welcome home, man, welcome home. That should be our mindset. And I'm not saying I'm God's gift to anybody, because I'm not. It's only by the grace of God.
Amen.
But one thing I've learned, through prayer, God hears.
Yes, He does.
Each and every one of our prayers, each and every one of our concerns. Even when you don't speak it, He knows your heart already.
Yes, He does.
But He wants to hear it from your lips. And you know, I thank God that He has taught me so much these last 6 years of my life. He's taught me how to appreciate the words love and compassion. And I thank you for all your prayers. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Ralph.